Krishna Book, Canto 14, Sudama, Chapter 81, Scene 1, Sudama's Realization on the Way Home. The learned Brahmana, Sudama, did not appear to have received anything substantial from Lord Krishna while he was at Krishna's palace. And yet, Sudama did not ask anything from Lord Krishna. So the next morning, Sudama started for his home, thinking always about his reception by Lord Krishna. And thus, Sudama became merged in transcendental bliss. All the way home, Sudama was simply remembering the dealings of Lord Krishna and was feeling very happy to have seen Lord Krishna. Sudama began to think as follows. Oh, it is most pleasurable to see Lord Krishna, who is most devoted to Brahmanas. How great a lover Krishna is of Brahminical culture. Krishna is the supreme Brahman himself, and yet Krishna reciprocates with the Brahmanas. Krishna also respects the Brahmanas so much that Krishna embraced to his chest a poor Brahmana like me. Although Krishna never embraces anyone to his chest except the goddess of fortune. How can there be any comparison between me, a poor sinful Brahmana, and the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is the only shelter of the goddess of fortune? And yet, considering me as a Brahmana, Krishna embraced me with heartfelt pleasure in his two transcendental arms. Lord Krishna was so kind to me that he allowed me to sit down on the same bedstead where the goddess of fortune lies down. Krishna considered me to be his real brother. How can I appreciate my obligation to Krishna? When I was tired, Srimati Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, began to fan me, holding the chamara whisk in her own hand. Srimati Rukmini Devi never considered her exalted position as the first queen of Lord Krishna. I was rendered service by the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of his high regard for the Brahmanas. And by massaging my legs and feeding me with his own hand, Krishna practically worshipped me. Aspiring for elevation to the heavenly planets, or liberation, or all kinds of material opulences, or perfection in the mystic yoga powers, everyone throughout the universe worships the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And yet, Lord Krishna was so kind to me that he did not give me even a farthing, knowing very well that I am a poverty-stricken man who, if I got some money, might become puffed up and mad after material opulence and thus forget my Lord Krishna. This statement of the Brahmana Sudama is correct. An ordinary man who is very poor and prays to Lord Krishna for benediction in material opulence, and who somehow or other becomes richer in material opulence, immediately forgets his obligation to Lord Krishna. Therefore, Lord Krishna does not offer opulences to his devotee unless the devotee is thoroughly destitute. Rather, if a neophyte devotee serves Lord Krishna very sincerely and at the same time wants material opulence, Lord Krishna keeps one from obtaining it. Thus ends Chapter 81, Scene 1, Sudama's Realization on the Way Home. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Manasa deho geho jokti chumor arapilu tuapade nandakisho Manasa deho geho jokti chumor Arpilu tuapade nandakisho.
Mind, body, family, whatever may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda Maharaj. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the word Abhivanditaha indicates that Sri Krishna accompanied Sudama on the road for a short distance and finally parted with the Brahmana after bowing down to Sudama and speaking some respectful words. Sudama was so humble that he considered his poverty to be his own fault, a result of sin. Such a mentality is in accord with the saying, Daridrya dosho gunarashi nashi, the discrepancy of being poor ruins heaps of good qualities.
Manasa Deho geho jokichu mor arpilu tuapade nandakishor Vande Krishna Nanda Kumar Vande Krishna Nanda Kumar Nanda Kumar Madana Gopal Madana Gopal Mohana Rupa Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumar Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jai Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumar, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumar, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumar.